Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
For a moment, I thought it was a voicemail. My apologies. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or on volunteer in a political campaign? Yes or no?
I have volunteered on political campaigns in the past.
You have volunteered with a political campaign?
In the past.
The question, though, is in the present simple. It looks like if by any chance as of now, if you or
no.
any member of your household as of now work for a radio, no, right? So
no,
that
sir.
Allows us to move on. Thinking ahead
okay.
to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote? Are you not very likely to vote? Are you not at all likely to vote? Are you not even registered?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you, Democrat, right? And what is your main mm-hmm. racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic,
yes,
African-American,
I'm white.
Black? You're white. Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, please?
I'm 28 years old.
28. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus most to help you and your family? I'm going to read 8 options. Growth and development, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, and corruption in city government.
I'm going to say, that's a hard one. it's got to be either corruption or affordable housing.
Affordable housing, okay. So you got to select one, the one that you think is
affordable
the most
housing.
Affordable housing, right? So perfect. I'll go ahead and go select that one. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Carollo, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Highly unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, thank you. How about Eileen Higgins, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Highly
opinion.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable as well, thank you. How about Francis Juarez?
Highly unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable. How about Keon Hardiman?
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them? Manolo Reyes?
Never heard of them.
Okay, how about Raquel Regalado?
Never heard of them.
Okay, Miguel Gabella?
Never heard of them.
Damian Pardo?
Never heard of them.
Daniela Levin Cava?
Highly favorable.
Very favorable, thank you. Christine King?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Moving forward, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Okay, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Your opinion is important. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for the voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no, against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adult 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I would definitely vote yes.
Yes in favor and definitely, you said, right? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Did you, this is the one that's in favor of abortion, right?
If you are in favor, you can select yes in favor or no against. What would you do if the election were held today? Would you vote yes in favor?
Can you, I'm in favor of access
okay.
to abortion.
Yes in favor. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably
definitely.
Voting yes in favor? Okay, definitely yes. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive binding and require at no cost to city, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, in favor.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting?
Definitely.
Yes? Oh, definitely, right? Oh, probably yes. You said definitely, right? Okay. Now, you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each, reducing the overall amount of development. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Approve or disapprove?
I highly approve.
Strongly approve, right. Thank you. Allowing office space to be included. Approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. We're at 77% complete. Thank you for your time. Almost done, sir. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is above the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes, in favor, but I mean, I've asked another question. Is this for Miami Beach residents or Miami-Dade County residents?
It's Miami-Dade County in the Florida legislature amendments. As a matter of fact, it implies, the counties itself, not only just a certain area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Would
so
you say
would
definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Probably vote yes in favor.
Okay. And in your own words, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? In one line, in a first person, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
Regarding the causeway? Regarding any of the amendments?
Regarding any of the amendments, the one that you like the most. Could be the abortion,
it could be the marijuana.
Okay, can you say in your own words what is it that you like more about that amendment?
I think marijuana should be safe, legal, and available for people that want to use it. Marijuana is less destructive than alcohol, and it would bring a lot of tax dollars to the state of Florida.
Correct. Okay. So you think marijuana should be safe, legal, and available for people that want to use marijuana, and it is less destructive than alcohol, you said, right, sir? You mentioned something about
this too? Yes, and I think it would be a great way for the state to get more tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much. Your opinion is extremely important, as I mentioned. And now, thinking the opposite way around, what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
I don't dislike any of the amendments. I think they're all good, and I hope they all pass.
Okay. Definitely understood, sir. So you don't dislike any of the amendments, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. No worries in that case. Moving forward, sir, we're almost done at 83% complete. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I would be more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, okay. Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
You are a moderate. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Postgraduate degree? College graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, some college, trade school, high school graduate, or less than high school diploma?
I have an associate's degree.
An associate's degree, two-year degree. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation. That's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, sir. Have a great day.
Of
Happy weekend.
Thank you. Happy weekend.
Thank you. Okay. Likewise, sir. Bye now.